Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Now, I know you've heard us on the show talk about, hey, kids, be careful what you post on social media. It's there forever.
Right?
Right? Later on in life, someone's going to find something you posted, and then you're going to be in trouble.
You hear about that all the time, people not getting jobs because of things they've posted years ago, right?
Bosses do go online, and they check out your profiles to see what you've been typing. And then came Jesse.
Jesse?
Yeah, Jesse is the creator of an app called Expire, right?
That's correct.
You're the tallest app creator I've ever met.
Yeah. Tell us about Expire.
Yes, I actually started Expire in college just as a way for, you know, I saw a lot of my classmates and stuff posting sketchy content from the bars or, you know, whatever it may be. And I knew that, you know, in a couple of years that we would be applying for jobs at the time. And I knew that this type of stuff could, you know, be
ruin
bad.
Yeah. Back
future,
to haunt.
You know, you're applying for jobs. Sure. Like you're saying.
You wanted to help your dumb friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Definitely,
yeah.
Oh, you're that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I definitely saw a need and took advantage of it. But
so how does this? I haven't played with the app. How does this work? It does something by keyword.
Yes, you can sign in with Twitter and Facebook, and it'll pull in all of your old tweets and Facebook posts and allow you to search by keyword and even do things like sort by oldest so you can see all your embarrassing stuff that you posted at the very beginning. And
how about MySpace? Does it go that far back?
Not that far back.
You're screwed if you did it on MySpace.
Yeah.
Because Facebook will give you the memories every day, but you might miss it if you don't log on.
Yeah.
And those embarrass me sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, that's cool that you could just put in a keyword, search it, delete it from the app, right?
Yeah, so you can delete all your past content. You can also, going forward, you can share self-destructing posts. So it's kind of like Snapchat meets Facebook and Twitter. It's where you can say, you know, delete this after 30 minutes and it'll wipe it out. And
genius.
Now, at what point did you tweet Mark Cuban about it?
So I actually emailed Mark Cuban. I was in college.
Oh, okay.
I kind of guessed his email address. I saw some stuff online and, you know, this may be it.
Is it Mark Cuban private?
No, so you know, I put my best guess in the to field of the email, and then everything else in the BCC was like 30 different combinations of what I thought it could be. And I guess one of them went through to him, and I just told him, you know, I've been working on this app, and just wanted some feedback and tips on it, you know, in the beginning, because we had just launched.
Yeah. Awesome. You didn't expect anything, did you?
No. I just sent it off, and I actually kind of, you know, even forgot about it. I was just...
Yeah.
How long did it take for him to reply?
It was like a day.
A day?
Yeah.
Well, it was his private email, so he was sure
I was just sitting in class, and it came through, and I was just... Boom, shut my book and left.
You quit college at that moment, right? I'm done.
Did he give you tips or did he immediately just want to like buy it?
No, he gave me tips in the beginning and we talked, you know, just back and forth a little bit, picked his brain a bit, and he invited me out to a Mavs game and just kind of, you know, kept in touch with him for the months to come. And, you know, it took a couple months before he was totally sold on it, I think. And we kind of started off, I pitched him on a different app, actually. It was something similar, but it was actually building our own social network that would, you know, let you wipe stuff out. And he eventually came to me and said, you know, we should branch off from growing our own social network and, you know, just do something that integrates with Facebook and Twitter so we don't have to build up that user base. And just went from there.
Have you been on the private jet yet?
No,
it's coming.
Mark, if you're listening, gas that thing up. I'm ready for Vegas.
You're tall. Did he try and sign you to play for the Mavs?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
I'm still waiting on that contract.
All right,
In your news interview, they had interviewed a former convict.
Yeah.
So a lot of like former inmates or people that have had a criminal history using this, right?
Yeah, it's cool to see like a whole new use case. Like, you know, I said I started as a college student and just... You know, seeing friends post sketchy stuff, but if you're trying to come back and change your life, it's a good way to go back and do that as well. So,
is there any way, this is probably going to be a big fat no, that this kind of technology could work to delete pictures that are really bad? Because, I mean, there's not a keyword, you know, I'm drinking vodka or whatever. Right. I might be near naked. And is there any way to go back and weed out those pictures?
So right now, so you can search for the keyword if it's a caption, and then it'll bring up the picture, and it'll delete that as well. But I'm actually working right now on image recognition technology.
So I could type in nipple, and it'll pop up anything with a shirt on.
Yeah.
Give me that. Yeah, send me that link on that one.
I'll get it to you.
Yeah.
Or even just, like a picture of a beer bottle, it could recognize it in a picture.
But you can do this for the people that want to do, like, exes, right? So any photo that's with a certain, maybe an ex-friend or an ex-boyfriend.
Like facial recognition, like, this is my boyfriend, delete everything with him in it.
That is genius.
Thing, so.
You're going to help a lot of relationships.
Is there any way to make it where it could delete stuff off somebody else's site? If it's a picture of you, but it's on someone else's site.
So if they post it, they pretty much own it. But what you could do is just, you know, have a way to go back through and tag yourself from some of those things just so it won't show up. But, you know, if they put it out, you can't.
It's out.
Much,
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
If, for Because all of us have at some point in our lives said, man, I want to create an app. You know, I want to do this. What would you say is the biggest piece of advice you could give somebody out there?
It's just persistence. I mean, yeah. I've had times where, you know, I'll come in, I'll find a problem and be stuck on it for literally 8 hours at a time, and you just want to slam your head against the keyboard, but just keep going.
These are not overnight things, right? You have to work.
Yeah, I mean, I was a sophomore in high school just making basic websites and just kind of evolved into apps over time.
So wow.
It definitely took a while, but it's cool, you know, once you have the skills to be able to dream up something and, you know, throw it together like a prototype in a week or something just to get out to friends and stuff. So
how long do you think it would take a regular person to learn how to do some coding? Because I don't want to pay those heavy prices.
I think you should just hire him to do it for you.
Well, I bet
that's
you he's
why
pricey.
It is. That's why it gets so expensive.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, if you just want to start, just make a basic app, I think you could probably, you know, go to market maybe in like 2 years, something basic.
2 years, I could make that.
At that kind of time, dog, I need to make something by this afternoon.
Yeah.
What other apps are you working on right now? You have other ones that you're working on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so right now I have 4 apps that are all, you know, contribute to Expire, which is, you know, just making social media easier, quicker. So I have one called Storyline that's our second biggest, which is basically pulls in all of your tweets from Twitter, and it can sort them by user. And it kind of turns them into like Snapchat stories where it groups everyone's tweets, you know, by user. So instead of having someone blow up your entire feed, it's just, you know, them. And then it says like 8 tweets. You can tap on it, swipe through all their 8 tweets. And then once you view it, it's gone from the app. So eventually you hit a point where there's nothing left to consume. And it's just like kind of go on with your day type of thing. So
that's cool.
This
really I see what
cool.
you mean.
And you were able to find a wife in this whole process, right?
I was.
See, guys?
A college sweetheart?
We actually met right after college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same school, though.
She found out you were super smart, and she's like, yeah, I got this guy.
Yeah, I want a
tech
guy. I
think
he
was my personality. But.
He's tall, good-looking, and super smart. He's going to be a millionaire. I got him.
She would say, you get off that computer and spend some time with me.
Every once in a while. She's really cool with it, and she has embraced my night owlish ways of wanting to stay up all night and work on different things, so. She's understanding.
For you to be able to find Mark Cuban's email just randomly selecting is so awesome. Yeah. And the fact that he responded and now you guys are basically business partners is even greater.
It's been crazy.
Is it markcuban@markcuban.com? Is
right?
I can't remember.
He actually doesn't even know.
He doesn't know.
It's 1 of 30.
It's 1 of, yeah.
He just responds. We'll put a link up at kidnation.com if you want to check this out. And who doesn't have a post that they want to delete? Trust me, there's something back in your archives.
In history,
in the history
of your
post.
If you're going to sign up for reality TV, it'd be good to go ahead and use Expire, because all that stuff will come back to haunt you at the reunion show.
Drafted or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
I could have avoided deleting. I deleted all my Facebook just because I was tired of everyone.
Oh, man. Are you partnered up with the NBA and the NFL yet for those kids? Oh,
no, but I definitely have a lot of users from there. Just
save a lot of money for those kids.
Yeah, right. President.
My man. Jesse, it's a pleasure meeting you, man. Keep us posted on what you come up with.
Is there something, have you seen everything that's been deleted?
No.
I mean, or like, can you see some of the stuff? Is there something ridiculous you've seen someone get in there and delete?
Anything, you don't? We're very big on privacy, so we don't want to, you know, try to take any of that.
What a good dude. So. All right, everybody, give it up for Jesse. The name is Expire.
Awesome.
Way to go, Jess.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, Big Al Mac. Before we left to go to break, you were wondering if there were superheroes that were not fit.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Nacho Libre. You know,
Jack Black. Jack Black, yeah.
Is that a good movie?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
All right.
So he was also, they have some people mentioned The Blob.
Yeah.
And
what an unfortunate name.
The Blob wasn't a hero, was it?
I don't think so.
Didn't the Blob eat people? It was the villain.
Yeah, I think it was a villain, right?
Trey
knows. Trey. He knows all things.
The Blob is a boxer, and he was a villain in some. Is it a Marvel superhero?
Oh, I was thinking of the actual movie, The Blob.
No. This was a Marvel guy. Yeah.
Kind of part of the X-Men. Sometimes he was a good guy, sometimes he was a bad guy. He was a floater.
Kind of like Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong used to be bad, and he used to steal the princess, and Mario had to go save her. And then, but then Donkey Kong got his own game. Diddy Kong.
I don't know. I'm not 100.
First of all, Donkey Kong is a great game.
Oh,
and Trey, you're around
ageist.
My age.
Ageist.
Yeah.
Trey's an ageist.
Look at him. He's out there giggling. He thinks he got you. He burned.
My apologies for liking classic video games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go back in time, sir. That's what I do. And also, Seth Rogen was the Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Hornet. He was a Hornet.
Okay.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds was a Lantern.
All right, got it.
So there's a few for you, Big Al Mac.
Okay, thank you.
We got your play, win, give action coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll ask you to call. But right now, it's time for, let me turn this button on.
It's time for Tidbit News. Yes.
This story out of Lexington, Mississippi.
Yep.
Travis Barker, Maurice Robertson,
the drummer,
Levante Ellington, and Jacquez Williams. They escaped jail. They escaped jail. They snuck out, crawled over a barbed wire fence, Kelly. Mm. Didn't have a getaway car, so they walked a mile.
Mm-hmm.
They saw a Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
They broke into the Dollar General.
They needed supplies.
They needed, well, they needed cigarettes and lighters and a few cell phones.
Okay.
They came out of the Dollar General, walked another mile in the opposite direction, broke back into jail.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
They went back into jail so they could sell aforementioned items in the jail.
Right. They had a good setup there.
Isn't the point of breaking out of jail to stay out of jail?
They broke out of jail, had escaped. Said, I want to go get some stuff so I can sell it to my partners back in jail.
Right, right.
And then the jail didn't catch them going in or out.
No way. How'd they get caught?
They got caught because the people at the Dollar General saw the video and saw what they had on jail jumpsuits and took it to the jail and said, hey, four of your people broke out.
They like jail. They get three square meals a day. They get recreation time.
Outside time, yeah.
They don't have to pay for cable.
They came back and said, nah, that was, we didn't do it. And unfortunately, the surveillance...
broke out of a perfectly good jail and then broke back in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, tell me that's not stupid. Okay, I got criticized for using the word stupid, but that's stupid.
It is.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's okay to say it at that point.
All right.
Well, I got something smart.
All right.
Jenna's got something smart for Tidbit.
Smart and cool.
Okay.
From stupid to smart. Okay. Have you guys seen the smart jean jacket? It goes on sale tomorrow.
The smart jean jacket?
What? I've never even heard of this. And it goes on sale tomorrow. It's way out of our budget. However, it's made by Levi's in conjunction with Google.
Okay.
And yes, it is actually a stylish Levi's jean jacket, except on the sleeve, it has this little sensor. You are going to be able to answer calls, messages, do your playlists.
What?
It's a smart jean jacket. It will cost you $350, but you can do everything on the sleeve of the jacket. They say it's very popular amongst bike commuters that live in big cities, so while they drive themselves to work on their bike,
that's good.
They can
do all their stuff.
They can do all their stuff from their sleeve. Yes, you can adjust the volume. You can navigate with Google Maps. It's the Levi's Commuter Trucker Jacket.
And it's a pretty cool-looking jacket.
It is. Well, it's just a very... It's a stylish denim jacket, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much was it again, Jenna?
$350. Yeah.
It's pricey, but dog,
but just so you're in the know.
Okay.
Now we take a trip to another dummy, to Dummyville.
Right. Okay.
And when you're a young dude, you try to impress your girlfriend. That's just what we do. And sometimes that goes wrong, like for this guy. 18-year-old dude in Florida named Isael Lima.
All right.
Over the weekend, he broke into his uncle's house, stole his police uniform, and his police car. Then he took it out for a ride, picked up his buddies.
Sure,
they pulled a car over. Even responded to a call to break up a fight outside of a convenience store.
Mm.
All to impress his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now, he was busted when his uncle finally got home and noticed that his house had been broken into.
And his car was gone.
And his car was gone. So he was arrested on 8 different charges, including grand theft, armed burglary, impersonating a law enforcement officer. And his girlfriend, though, thinks he is so cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's really impressed.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Did you ever have a big lie for a girlfriend back in the day?
He was single.
I feel like...
I don't think I did. I don't think I really did.
I think I did, but it was... I told a girl I was in med school when I was a freshman in college, which was impossible to be.
Well, you were trying to be a nurse.
Yeah, but nursing...
You just kind of stretched a little.
Yeah, I stretched it. It didn't work, though. Hmm. That's probably the biggest one, and I learned pretty quick that's not going to help.
Yeah, because they're going to find out.
Yeah, they're eventually going to... That relationship's not going
to
last.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think I really did, to be honest with you.
Oh, good for you.
I mean, we told a big lie in New Orleans, but this was kind of a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not really the
same thing.
You
pretended to be a
football player.
Cordell Stewart.
And we did this at the mall, too, with our old intern, Sexy Jack.
Yes.
We pretended he was Robert Pattinson because he kind of looked like him.
Yeah.
So we've done that before.
Those are more about bits, not about getting
bit. Right,
yeah.
Right.
But if a woman comes along while you're lying with these bits, it's all good, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Kid Nation, we got some money for you. Play, Win, Give is the name of the game. We're going to ask you five questions. You answer those questions, you get $500. You answer four of those questions, you get $400, and so on. Each question worth $100. They should be pretty simple. And if you want to play, pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-LIFE-LIT.
Life-LIT. We'll go ahead and take caller number 13. And whatever you win, we'll turn around, we'll match it, and we'll donate it to your favorite charity. So make sure you have that ready for Justin when you get through on the phones.
Got it.
We'll get you paid and your favorite charity next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's play Win Give.
Yep.
That's the name of the game. It's called Play Win Give. We're going to give you five questions. Hopefully you get them all right. First, we've got to meet our contestant. Jessica, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I never thought I would be on the radio.
Look at you now, though.
Welcome.
Oh, now you are on the radio. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually pulling over.
Okay. Yeah, safety first. You got any kids in the car?
No. I'm actually in school to become a nurse practitioner, and I'm on the way to clinic.
Oh, nice. Well, good luck with that. That's awesome that you're doing that. So when do you think you're going to be done?
I graduate in May.
Okay, so you're right there.
Good deal.
You're right there. Just a little bit left for you. Hopefully we can get you some money. I don't know what you need it for. Maybe some books, classes, whatever you need. A new stethoscope. I don't know.
Those are expensive.
Those are pretty expensive. Jessica, here's what we're going to do, okay? We have five questions. Each question is worth $100. So if you get it right, you get $100 in your little piggy bank. At the end, you can score up to $500. And then we'll turn around and we'll match that and donate it to your favorite charity, which is what?
It's JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Awesome. Perfect.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It touches my family. That's a good one.
Oh, really, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
I think Nick Jonas deals with that as well, right?
Very serious. My cousin's son has it so severely. He had to have a medical professional go to school with him every day to monitor. Oh, I mean, it was that. Wow. It's really serious.
Yeah. Did he have one of those ports? Did he have a port?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. He's doing really, really, really great.
Well, that's really awesome, Jessica. We want you to for sure win a bunch of money here. We'll start with your first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Big Al Max got it for you.
Here we go. What singer is the mom to Blue Ivy, Rumi, and Sir Carter?
Blue Ivy, is that Beyonce?
Boom. Yeah.
Got it.
And the new twins, Rumi and Sir.
Yeah.
All right, for $200, which cast member on the Kid Craddock Morning Show grew up in Ohio?
I think that's Jenna.
You think right.
Jenna did grow up in Ohio, playing good old soccer out there, doing the thing. All right, you got $200 for you, $200 for your favorite charity, and now you got the third question. What popular singing competition features a set of four celebrity judges that sit with their backs to the contestants as they audition for a spot on their team?
That's my favorite. That's The Voice.
That is it.
Yes.
You got it.
Which is on again tonight, don't forget.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still getting the teams together.
Oh, let's keep this going. For $400 for you and $400 for your favorite charity, who on the show loves sausages and boiled peanuts?
I don't know. Big Al owns the bar, so maybe Big Al.
Oh. That is incorrect. This is the clip that we're...
Girl, you gotta hang out with me and get some sausage.
That is Kelly Raspberry who likes the sausage.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. You still have $300. You can make that $400 right here with the final question.
All right, here we go. In Finding Nemo, what is the name of Dory's pet jellyfish?
Squishy.
Whoa!
We just knew that one was going to stump.
I would have never gotten that.
I didn't know that one. I was scared you weren't going to get it. That's you got it.
Yay.
Congratulations. $400 for you and $400 for your charity.
What are you going to do?
Diabetes Foundation.
What are you going to do with your $400, Jessica?
I don't know. I have a 10-month-old, and he's about to, 10 and a half. He's about to turn one, so maybe a little bit on the party.
Oh.
There you go.
10 and a half, my gold. Hey, how'd you know about Squishy? Just because you watched the movie and you remembered?
I'm a pretty big Disney Pixar fanatic.
That's great. Yeah, it paid off.
Here you go.
Totally.
Hey, little guy.
You wanted to go through the trench.
I shall call him Squishy, and he shall be mine, and he shall be my Squishy. Come here, Squishy.
Man,
I totally don't remember that part of the movie. Jessica, congratulations.
I do now.
Yeah. Good job. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Great.
I never would have got that. Man, I've seen that movie like once at Disney World.
I've seen it a few times.
Or seen the, no, not the movie. It was the show.
The show, yeah. Hey, we got another chance for you to win some money tomorrow. We're playing at the same time every day. All you got to do is wait for us to tell you when to call, and then you can win your money.
Question. Yes, I know we're going to commercial. Have y'all seen the UPS trucks with Taylor Swift's picture on them?
Yeah.
No.
Is that a trip? Or what? I'm like...
Did she pay FedEx off or UPS?
I don't know. It was just a brown truck going down the street.
They must be sponsoring something.
And I said, I'm like, that says Taylor Swift on it.
That's smart.
I'm like, I didn't know if this was a thing that I didn't know about or...
You pre-order her album from UPS, you could win a concert flyaway package.
It's hey, yeah.
And that would be great.
I don't
news.
Need to Google.
Just ask the
question.
I just stop even telling now what Google is. I just do it. I like learning small facts throughout the day.
I was wondering how far the moon is from the earth.
Jenna?
Wondering that. Was that what you're wondering next time?
238,900 miles.
You didn't grow up with SL Mac as your daddy. My daddy. Oh,
your daddy didn't grow up with Google. You did.
Yeah, right.
You need to start using it.
My daddy would call information and ask him if the Rangers were playing. He said, well, it's information, isn't it?
That's great. I need some good news Tuesday, Kid Nation. If you feel like the world's gone crazy, maybe it has a little bit. We just want to smile, you know? You want to hear good stuff.
Right.
You don't want to just hear all doom and gloom. You want to hear the good stuff that's going to make us smile.
Yeah.
And you can do that if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us, what is happening in your life that's making you feel so good today, that's going to make us feel good, and then the whole listening audience can be feeling good. Good News Tuesdays, coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby.
Feel good today, right?
Please.
All we want is good news from you, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here on the text before we go to the phone lines.
All right.
Robin wrote us and said, hi. This is a callback to something you talked about in the first break of the show, Al.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a first grade teacher. We're celebrating Johnny Appleseed today in class.
Okay.
John Chapman was his real name, and he went around planting apple seeds and doing good for others. So my students are bringing all kinds of different apple treats today. Kind of a taste test, make applesauce, do timelines, and many other activities.
Yum.
My favorite day of the year.
All right.
From Mrs. Parker right there.
Miss Parker.
And also this one. This one's gold right here. Yeah. This weekend, I was able to donate 300 ounces of breast milk to a mom in my community who has twins who were born at 24 weeks. So happy I could help those babies get the best nutrients.
That's awesome. Mm.
But yeah, man, that breast milk's got the best nutrients from what I hear. Mm. Gold, man. Have you seen a woman that spills her breast milk? That's tears right there. That's real tears. All that work. All right, let's go to the phones here. What's up, Dallas?
Good morning.
Hey, there.
Are you at the office already?
I am actually sitting outside waiting to go in.
Okay, perfect. We caught you at a good time then, huh?
Give us some good news, girl.
Okay, so my fiance and I have been together for the better part of 10 years now, and we're getting married on Saturday.
Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Were you starting to get scared that it was just going to be one of those relationships that stays boyfriend-girlfriend?
You know, honestly, I never really had the intention to get married, but over the past year or so, it's so perfectly come together because we've got a blended family, and we've got a home, and we've got a dog, and it's just kind of worked out to be the perfect setup for happily ever after.
Nice, Dallas. Well, you guys have an awesome wedding. Congratulations.
Worked for you. All right.
It finally happened for her. Mm. This is real cool right here. Sometimes we get scared when we see a state trooper pull up behind us, but not Jason. Jason was very happy to see the state trooper pull up behind him, right?
Yes, sir. Morning, all. My truck broke down this morning. I forgot my cell phone and my wallet at home. But good news was, first car I flagged down was a Texas State Trooper, and he drove me 40 miles back to my house.
What a nice officer.
Wow. Yeah, let's give him. Do you know his name? Do you know the officer's name?
Fortunately, I didn't catch it.
I know we get so in the moment that we forget the cat's name, and they're like, dang it, I wish I could get his name and thank him for life. But hopefully he's out there and he heard this.
It's so true.
But
you're
always like,
yeah.
Please don't get behind me. Please don't get behind me. And then you're like, wait, please. I
please
need someone.
Yeah, but I need some help really bad.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. Hopefully you get that truck fixed up, man. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. This one's great right here. This is good news. This is exactly what we need, Chris. What's going on with your son?
My son just got a heart transplant a week ago Friday.
Wow.
And it's going great?
It's going great. He will be discharged hopefully next week, and we have to stay in that area post-transplant about 3 months.
Wow. How old's your son?
He will be 2 October 29th.
Oh, baby, baby heart.
Aww. What's his name?
His name's Rowan.
All right, Rowan.
Oh, I love that name. I got a little buddy named Rowan up in heaven.
Yeah. We'll pray for him, okay, buddy?
And a lot of love.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, my man.
And a lot of love to the organ donor.
Absolutely.
You know, because when you have a transplant like that, somebody had to give up their organs.
That's right. That's right.
That's why we should all be organ donors, just because you never know who's going to come and who's going to need them.
Yep.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
That's the correct answer.
Why are you feeling good
today?
Good news.
My son is turned 4 today, and he has Beckwith Wiedemann syndrome. And every 6 weeks since he's born, he has to get blood screening for cancer. And so far, they've all been clear. Well, today he turns 4, so this Friday he goes for his last blood draw.
It's his last one.
Beautiful.
He's in the clear. He's done with that blood test.
Yay.
Beautiful.
Awesome. Yep.
We're very excited.
That's been an emotional few years, huh?
Yes, of course.
We'll have to call us back the next time we're doing a feel-good segment and tell us how well it went.
Deal?
Yeah.
All right, Lauren. What's your son's name again?
His name is Paxton.
We're going to be thinking about you, buddy. Yep. Fingers crossed. Awesome. That's great.
You think you're going through some bad stuff? There's some folks going out, going through a whole bunch more, you know?
We got Samuel on the phone, you guys. He has some great news for us.
All right.
Samuel, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Why are you feeling good this Tuesday?
I was just told I have an amazing singer voice.
Who told you that?
I don't know. I just got out of my car at the garage at my school, and I put my headphones on, started singing, and someone came up behind me and said, "You have a really good voice."
That makes you feel good. Yeah, I wonder what that's like.
What song were you singing?
You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins.
Oh,
whoa,
wow.
Look at you.
Going classic.
My man, Samuel.
Well, you keep singing, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over my fear of stage fright. I don't like performing in front of people.
Well, you know what, Samuel? If you sound that good and you have the headphones in, because most of us, when we're trying to sing with our headphones, we sound awful. Have you ever done the headphone karaoke?
Yes.
We're not very good.
I've watched people do it.
So look at you. You're sounding good while you're doing
that.
Please come by my bar and sing karaoke for us sometime.
Will you do that, Samuel?
I would if I live in Texas. I live in Indiana.
Okay. All right, Big Al will fly you out here soon.
Yes.
And everything.
And buy you a beer.
Hey, I'm fire legal. I can do that.
All right, Sam. Keep saying it, buddy. Have a great day at school today, okay?
Breaking up there, buddy.
Jenna, you've never done that?
What, sang with my headphones?
Oh, we got to do that with Jenna.
Why?
Headphone karaoke?
So I can be worse than I already am?
Yeah, well.
Well, you might have the reverse effect.
You might be Samuel.
Yeah.
When you lose your nerve, maybe you'll be like, good.
That's what's been going wrong, Jenna. You've been trying to sing just regular. You got to have the headphones in and just try to sound like the artist in your head. Yeah, we'll try that with Jenna. This is going to be great.
Fantastic.
You can't say
it. She's so excited.
I'm sorry, I said I've never done that before.
You know when we say that on the show.
I just don't know why you would want all the lovely listeners of the show to suffer. I'm a terrible singer. I don't even think it's funny anymore. Everyone knows that I'm just the absolute worst.
Oh, because we enjoy it.
Brings us joy. Makes us feel good.
It does. Yeah, because you're like, I'm not that bad. That's fine.
You know I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. It makes me
cringe.
I'm bad. Come on.
Take it all away, Jenna.
Oh, yeah. And the whole world has to answer right now just to tell you once again.
Who's bad? Very
all
nice.
Right.
Logan.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey,
hi,
Logan.
Hi.
What's going on? What's your good news?
Logan.
I like you, Logan, already.
What is your mom doing?
she's driving me to school.
Yeah, but what's your good news for us?
I got coffee. The first time ever.
Coffee?
Oh, your mama gave you coffee.
That's a big deal.
Do you feel like a grown up?
Sure do.
Now, how did you take your coffee?
What?
How did you take it? Did you get a lot of sugar?
I don't know.
Was it just black?
No.
I don't know.
No, I got a caramel frappuccino.
Oh, caramel frappuccino.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you fancy, Logan.
You got expensive coffee.
You're buzzing right now.
Yeah. You feel all that energy, Logan?
Sure do.
Yeah, you do. Did it make you go...
Hopefully.
Well, you have a good day at school today, okay?
Oh, the teachers are going to love you today.
Well, Logan's 10. He's got a lot of work at school.
Yeah. I wonder if Mom sneaked in the caffeine-free.
The decaf?
You can do that.
She probably didn't. Well, I don't know. She probably didn't know she's going to give it to him. She just kind of gave him a shot.
Well, you don't know.
No, I don't.
Maybe you ordered his first one.
Yeah, a little decaf action. All right. Doesn't hurt anybody.
No. Yeah.
Kimberly, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How are y'all? Hey.
Doing awesome. We want to hear your good news on this Tuesday.
Okay. Well, this is a big deal for me. Might not be a big deal for everyone else, but I'm on my way to my cousin's beauty shop, and she's fixing to cut 12 plus inches at least off of my hair. I'm donating it to Rocks of Love.
Good for you.
Oh, you're going to feel so light and fresh.
Send us a picture of your sassy haircut. We want to see that.
Yeah, before and after.
Okay, sure will.
Were you down to the butt?
The what?
Was your hair down to your butt?
Yes, it's to my waist.
To your waist. Wow.
Have you ever cut it before?
Yeah, I've cut it a few times. My hair grows like crazy.
Yeah, lucky.
You're like Jenna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going up to my neck.
You're going up to your neck.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're going to look great. Send us a picture for sure, Kimberly.
I will. Thank y'all. Love y'all, guys.
Love you, too. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Is it Cousin It that has all the hair?
Yeah.
Cousin It needs to...
That's my goals.
Cousin It needs to donate to Locks of Love for sure. I want to do that one day, but my hair doesn't grow fast enough like Jenna.
You should donate your facial hair.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, it has to be long and pretty, like untreated. Yeah,
mine's not pretty. Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. We don't have PhDs or anything like that, but we can certify you crazy on the show.
We know crazy.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a minute. We got a Hall of Fame and everything. So if you want to join in on Does That Make Me Crazy, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, did you say you had one? Or did you forget it?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to chew this peanut butter that I just got, this new stuff. It's cinnamon raisin. How weird is that?
Oh, yummy.
Cinnamon raisin.
It's so good. Of course I'm crazy. I have been talking to myself at home all the time. Yeah. Like, more than ever. Like, all day. I talk to myself all day out loud.
Conversations?
Talk to Wheezy. I talk to the spiders that I kill. I talk to everything.
When you kill a bug, do you put it like by the door or by the window where you think they get in so the other bugs would see it?
I put it in the toilet.
Oh, you throw it away?
I'm like, bye.
Oh, yeah. No, I leave
them. Get out of here.
I got a mosquito by my bathroom so the other mosquitoes will see. This is what'll happen. I had a wasp on my windowsill.
Just keep them.
Just keep them there just in case, so the other ones pop up and they'll be like, oh,
no.
They be killing wasps here. I don't want to be here.
They communicate.
Yeah, they
you should put tape around it, too, like mark it like a crime scene.
Yeah. Yeah, Jenna, that's not crazy. I think you're just lonely.
I'm not, though. Yeah, I mean, I guess lonely for, like, company or someone to talk to, but I feel great. I feel good. I'm happy. I just am talking to myself a lot more than normal.
Keep talking to yourself. You're your best friend. Yeah. From the text... I'm driving 2 hours out of town to get a haircut. Does that make me crazy?
No.
I know women that do that all the time. Yeah.
I think if you're a girl, you're not crazy because finding the right hairstylist is difficult, right?
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of women over the years. They've moved to a little town, maybe 2 or 3 hours away from wherever they live.
Yeah.
And they love that person they've used forever, and they'll drive right on back.
But if you're a dude and you're driving 2 hours, just go to the barber, dude.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Then you're crazy.
Yeah, women, no problem. Dudes.
Dudes. We
soup cuts.
Anybody. Even your grandma.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Just do it yourself. Yeah. Dude.
Get a bowl and just put it over your head, boom. Just shave.
Ooh, I shaved my head the other day. My barber told me when I went to get my shave, he goes, dude,
Don't do that again.
Don't do that. I got to fix you up right now.
Oh, really?
I had jacked it up. Yeah.
He bald shamed you?
Yeah.
Like the way you
jacked up that one hair?
I jacked it up. I jacked it up, man.
Al has one little tiny hair he keeps.
That makes you crazy.
And it sticks straight up. Yeah. I mean, it's
top of my head.
It's a good one.
I shave around it.
Yeah.
JC and I always are plotting how to sneak pluck it.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen, Al.
Ain't going to happen.
One day I'm I just need you with your hat off one day, and it's going to... Oh.
Ain't going to happen.
Wait till we go on a family vacation.
You sleep
you fall
with that
asleep.
Hat on?
No. But y'all not at my house when I'm sleeping.
You're always sleeping. Next movie we go to.
Oh. After work, sitting there in your chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll catch you. What's up, Josh?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Awesome. Mom? Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy, sir?
Yes. Man, I got a question. Does this make me crazy? When I sneeze, I really don't want anybody to see it. And if I'm in the car, like, I'll try to get in their blind spot so they can't see me sneeze. Or if I'm in the office, I try to, like, duck down under my desk.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
You feel vulnerable? I think we do make funny faces when we're sneezing. Oh, yeah. Or we're about to. We do that pre-sneeze.
So embarrassed.
Yeah, you just feel embarrassed.
That could be it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't want to, like, you know, hit somebody with the, you know.
the sneeze
with
residue.
Projectile.
Sneeze residue. Yeah, sneeze residue. What do you think, Kay?
No.
Not crazy. I think you're just...
Kind of weird, but not quite crazy, though.
Our faces are weird when we sneeze. I think you're onto something.
You're quirky.
Yeah, you're quirky, not crazy. Congratulations, Josh. You're sane. I sneezed on my sister once at the mall when she was probably like 4. And I used to take her to the mall to pick up on girls.
Mm.
And I was trying to hit on some girls with my friend, and I sneezed all over my sister.
Ew.
Like, all over her.
Ew.
See?
That's
why you need to not sneeze.
You shouldn't
in front
hold
of
your sneezes either.
No, that could be bad.
You should let your sneezes go.
I swallow them.
How do you do that?
You just.
Whoa.
And you go.
Does it make you burp?
No. You're not supposed to do that. Like, if I'm trying to hide and be quiet, I used to do that a lot in school.
You pop something in your head.
I think that is bad. Yeah, I just swallow.
My grandma said you would pop an artery if you did that.
Oh, you pop something. Imagine all that pressure in your head.
Yeah. In your head, and it goes down into your... No. You got to let it out.
I don't know.
I think sneezing is the best feeling in the world.
I love it. Oh, there's nothing worse than a lost sneeze.
Oh, when it's coming out and
you're
it's like, come back to me. If I could pee and sneeze at the same time, that'd be the best feeling.
That is a good feeling, too.
You know?
That's
when you
a better
to
feeling.
You pee so bad, you finally get to go. It's like, wow.
You can pee so and sneeze good. At the same time.
Think about
sneezy
it.
The sneezy pee.
No, you can't because it cuts off one of them.
Yeah, you can't do both.
It cuts off one of them. Try it.
I think I've done both.
No.
Really?
It might stop one, though.
It stops one.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's got to stop the pee.
Because I've been at the urinal before, and I'm like, all right, it's about to happen. And then I sneeze, but the other one stops.
How am I supposed to document that though?
It might be easier for girls. Yeah. Yeah, document that next time you're in the bathroom.
You should just always be filming.
Can you just
how you document
it. Take my word for it. If it happens, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want photographic evidence or anything like that. Just word is good.
All right, I'm going to see if that happens.
Yeah. Hey, Travis.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, bud.
Doing great. I hear you're a manly man with a cool beard.
Yes, sir, and I got a lazy crazy for you guys.
Okay.
So I'm so lazy, I hate shaving my beard, and I love it because it's just a nice beard. But I can't stand when the hairs get in or around my mouth. So, like, every day when I'm driving to work and driving home and I commute an hour, I chew my beard almost the entire drive so that I don't have all those little hairs prickling me in the mouth. Does that make me crazy?
You chew your own beard. I guess you're kind of... you kind of plucking the little hairs nearest to your lip with your teeth?
So, yeah, pretty much. Sometimes I'm plucking them out if they're really, really long, or sometimes I'm trimming them so that they're all even.
Do you swallow the beard?
No,
no.
I actually, it drives me crazy when I'm doing it and I end up getting some in my teeth and like, I can't get it out. It'll drive me absolutely insane.
Hmm.
I hate the feeling of hair in the mouth.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too, which makes it even crazier that I chew my beard, but I can't stand the shave, but I can't stand those hairs near my mouth.
Yeah.
A lot of chin hairs in the mouth store the last couple of years.
Yeah. Not crazy. I think you're just trying to save some time and you don't want to use the clippers.
It drives you crazy, but it doesn't make you crazy.
It doesn't make you crazy.
After last week, our standard of crazy is really, really high.
Yeah. You got to bring it.
Jessica wrote us, Kelly, and said, in advance, sorry, Kelly, LMAO. Oh. I hope I'm not the only one that does this.
Uh-oh.
But when I go number two, I need to check how big it is.
Oh, no. We've had that before.
The inspector?
I don't need the girl.
Just let him go, I think.
I don't need the girl.
A lot of people have to look.
I think it's a guy thing, but I guess girls do it too.
Dr. Oz tells you to look.
Why?
Because it can tell a lot about your health.
Oh, yeah, huh?
The shapes and things.
Shapes and things?
Yeah, I mean, that's a common thing, actually.
Okay, not crazy,
Jessica. It's not discussed in common conversations, so I guess you might assume you're the only one that does that, but apparently, according to Dr. Oz, it's quite common.
It's like, we all brush our teeth, too.
Right.
You don't talk about it. What are we talking about? We don't talk about brushing teeth much.
Yeah. You want to talk more about brushing the teeth?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll schedule that tomorrow around 7:10.
Thank you. Get some brushing noises.
Yeah, we'll get that going.
And why your dental floss always stinks.
Yeah.
That bothers me. It really does.
I'll admit it. I like smelling it.
I don't like smelling it, but you brush
your
teeth.
Never mind. I don't want to talk about
this. You brush your teeth, you gargle and everything, and you floss your teeth, and it still stinks.
Still stinks. Bacteria finds a way, Kelly.
Yeah. Crazy.
There's something about that smell that makes you be like, I hate the smell, but I still want to.
You gotta get the mint floss.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. A little bit. Hi, Megan.
Hey, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm on with you guys. Hey,
oh yeah, man. And we're about to find out if you're crazy or not. How about that?
Oh my lord. Well, my family thinks I'm crazy, but I cannot stand when people rub their hands on their blue jeans. It drives me crazy. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I have to lick my fingers to make the pain go away because I feel it in my hands.
Wow.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Like rubbing the thighs?
Yes, anytime someone touches their blue jeans or even towels, I feel like it's the texture. I feel like I can feel it, and it drives me nuts.
Yes.
So you lick your fingers.
I have to. I have to touch something wet or lick my fingers to make the pain go away. It feels sensitive, and my whole body cringes.
Yeah. I want to lick it.
Yeah, going crazy on that because of the finger licking.
Yeah.
For sure.
I kind of get what you're saying, though. I feel that way about cotton balls. I don't like looking at people touching cotton balls.
Yeah, something with
the
texture.
They seem so dry. Yeah, they seem so dry.
Doesn't it make your teeth hurt?
Yes, yes.
It's a weird thing. You can see something, and the texture makes your teeth hurt.
Yes,
I don't know how that works.
I immediately think about chewing it, even though I'm not going to chew it.
Aluminum foil does that for me.
Yeah. I get that. I get that.
Speaking of licking fingers, is it normal for parents to lick their kids' fingers when they ate Doritos because they don't know about the goodness that is? You know what I mean?
Well, it's not. If you're doing it to prevent them from smearing orange on your sofa or something like that, you don't have a napkin.
I'm fine with my Cheeto paw. I don't want your Cheeto paw.
I got a weird look at the sandwich shop the other day from this lady.
You were licking your kid's fingers?
It was Cheeto finger and not Dorito this time, but yeah.
In public?
No.
Why? Is this just a quick one?
Never.
As a parent of a baby, you've licked something off of them before, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would not do that to my 11-year-old
daughter. No.
I can look at the thumb lick and then getting something off their face.
Right. No. It was just the index finger and a little bit of the middle finger and the thumb.
No, when babies have sticky fingers, you don't want to get on anything. Yeah. You just get it real quick, you know, yeah.
Lady looked at me like I was a perv or something.
Your children are getting too old
for that.
Kids
always have dirty nails.
Now, what if Kenzie eats some Cheetos?
Oh, that's for... Yeah, that's... That's Friday night, dog.
Cheetos turn me
off. Can you imagine if she meets him at the door in the bedroom at night with her Cheeto thing?
Oh.
Yeah.
I would be so turned on if my wife walked in like that.
Oh, Alan would be... Go wash your hands. Oh, he would hate that.
Cheeto fingers are my favorite, but I have to trust you and know you very well.
I would hope you know your wife.
Yes, only my wife and my kids.
Yeah. That's weird. You're looking at your kids' hands in public. I'm not a parent, though, so I guess I can't judge it.
I thought it was fine, but
I've been in that situation.
Apparently, due to Judgy McJudgerson at the sandwich shop, it's not.
Because don't some parents bite their kids' nails?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, yeah, when they're little baby nails.
You don't want to cut it because it's too close.
Yeah, too close to the skin.
Hey, Gwen.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's hear yours.
Well, I am an event planner, and I have a 4-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter, and I have planned both of their weddings from the dress to the reception to really everything.
Totally crazy.
Wow, yeah.
Well, it's fun, but you wait for that.
Yeah.
What happens when they have opinions?
It goes in the binder. I have binders because I actually do event planning, like, for my friends and stuff, and I do it a little bit on the business on the side. So when I get their binders out, I get the kids' binders out, and they're looking at all the pretty pictures. Well, what do you think about this or that? And, you know, things get taken in and put out all the time. And right now my son's is a Paw Patrol thing wedding because that's what he's into right now.
Paw Patrol?
All
right.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So you're constantly updating it.
Yes. As they grow older.
So his tastes may change, hopefully.
Oh, please. If that Paw Patrol wedding happens one day, that'd be
let
so
you
good.
Know.
Yeah, you're crazy, though. You're cool crazy.
Yeah, you're definitely crazy.
Yeah, we'll give you the crazy.
JC will get himself ordained.
Oh, I will.
Just so he can perform the ceremony.
I will perform the ceremony if it's Paw Patrol.
Oh, yes. Y'all would be the first to get invitations. So it's so funny because...
Add him into your binder. Yeah. JC's performing the ceremony.
And I'll dress like Rubble, because he's my favorite. He's from Paw Patrol.
I'm familiar. We take your word for it.
Out. Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Gwen. I'll see you in a few years when your kids get married. We'll take a couple here more. Oh, that was weird. That was not good English.
We'll take a couple here more.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Hear ye.
Okay. Hey, Judy.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great. So yours involves the bathroom.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of bathroom talk this morning.
Lucky us.
Welcome to the club. What's yours?
All right. So my quirk is, like, if I'm going to Walmart or Circle K or somewhere, I love going to the bathroom someplace other than my own bathroom.
Ew.
You'd rather go to
love
those?
It.
Why?
I don't know whether it's because I don't have to mess my own bathroom up or... the fear of running out of toilet paper, but the toilet paper is always stocked at Walmart, and I just feel like I'm not messing up my own bathroom if I go somewhere else.
Wow, I used to clean the bathrooms at Lennon's and things, and I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
No, especially the convenience store bathroom.
The convenience store, you're crazy, Judy. Mm. Yeah, you're crazy. Ugh. Congratulations.
You know. Can I ask something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I often hear people talk about messing up their own bathroom. Like, how bad is it when people are going to the bathroom and messing up their own bathroom?
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's figurative.
Like, you have to clean your bathroom after you go to the bathroom?
Some do.
If you have, like, an event.
What is going on?
like a bathroom event.
Lately.
Sometimes,
You get one or two of those a lifetime,
Yeah.
A lifetime.
Well.
One or two a lifetime.
A year.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes,
Sometimes, yeah. You just want to keep it
fresh. What time's your event today, Al?
10:09.
It's not a daily event, though. Not that bad.
No. They're not all events.
Those are special events.
Yeah.
Hi, Whitney.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey. All right.
I cannot believe I'm on the radio with y'all.
No.
I've been listening to y'all since I was like 8 years old.
Yay.
Does it make me crazy? Every night after I get out of the shower, I have to take my blow dryer to my room and stick it under my blanket and put it on my feet.
We've actually had this several times before.
Turned on?
This is very... Yes.
Sounds dangerous. Yes,
it's very dangerous.
Yes. Yes, my husband thinks I'm completely insane. After we had our little boy 4 years ago, I've lost down to 83 pounds, can't gain any more weight, and my feet are constantly cold throughout the day.
Oh, she's cold.
All right, we're going to have to... What you're doing is a crazy act because it's very dangerous. But you're not alone. We've had this.
Do heated blankets not work for
you? Yes.
No, they don't.
Or heated socks?
I have to have, like, direct contact.
They make the heated booties now. Yeah. I've
heated
seen
booties.
Those.
Yeah.
Where you can actually buy the heated booties. And you can put those. They're electric, and that would be at least a little safer, I think, than the hair dryer. I love you, and I want you to be safe.
We just don't want to fire.
And I want you to get healthy, and I want you to, I don't want you
to... And we want your feet to be warm.
Yes, we want you to be toasty toes.
It's a lot of power.
Yeah. So, look into the heated booties, okay?
I definitely will. Y'all have a great week.
You
are amazing.
Love you.
You too, Whitney, and congratulations. You are crazy, by the way.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.